Thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we get a chance to talk sports on the Coach's Corner. It's always fun to look back at a team that had an outstanding year, and that's what we're going to do here for the next few moments on the Coach's Corner. We're going to get a recap of the Zionsville Eagles football season. This is my first opportunity to have a conversation at length with Coach Turnquist from Zionsville High School. So, Coach Turnquist, welcome back, and thanks so much for your time and joining us here on the Coach's Corner.
Oh, thank you, Scott. I appreciate it's an honor to be with you again.
Well, let me get the, as they say, maybe the 10,000-mile view of the season that just wrapped up. When you think back to the year and the accomplishments that your team was able to do this year, what stands out in your mind?
Yeah, I think for us is just the development of our team overall as we went through the regular season and then obviously throughout the postseason, but just the ability of our team to find its identity and then come together and start playing football at a high level. And we're playing a lot of veterans and a lot of young guys. It was a interesting team in that we had, some guys that have played football for several years at the varsity level, and then we had, some sophomores that obviously had not played varsity football, and some guys that, mixed in that are juniors and seniors that were kind of cutting their teeth at the varsity level as well. So it was kind of a mix and match. And really what I'm most proud of, I think, is just the development of all of those guys and their ability to take coaching and learn as the season went and really allowed us to find some things that we did really well that we could hang our hat on. And those are the things that we leaned on late in the season. So, seeing that development was really, it's really positive as a coach. It's what you want. You want to see progress and development, and it was a special year in that regard.
Again, Coach Turnquist is with us here as we talk Zionsville football on the Coach's Corner. I know in a lot of ways every coach will say our goal is to win state or at least make it to the championship game, and folks will hear that statement and nod and kind of smile and say, yep, that's a nice idea. Did you think coming into this past football season that your team had the personnel to make another run at the state final?
Yeah, I think, you're right. That's everybody's goal. It's kind of a default goal. It's built into every football program and every sports program, right, at the high school level. But, we certainly, that's not something we talk about as a program. We don't, begin with that goal. I think that's kind of a given. But for us, there's so many things that can come into play that can affect your ability to do that. And so our goal is always just to maximize who we are and what we have and try to do everything at a high level. And, for us, I think we saw with our veteran guys that were coming back, we saw the ability to really develop into a really good football team. And because, obviously there was some high quality talent in that senior class. There's no doubt about that. And those guys were a special group. But we also had really good leadership in that group. And we had some guys in the younger levels that were really did a nice job of following that leadership and then developing their own voice as well. And I think when you kind of combine all of that, you see the potential for a team that can really do some things at a very high level. And, that's really what our goal was going into the season, is to try to see how good we can be. Certainly, throughout the season, the schedule that we play, we have to hone in on some of those things, and it's a challenge, but I think if we use it the right way, like we did from our coaching staff standpoint and from our player standpoint, we can really have the ability to do something special when all those things come together. And that's what we really we saw the potential for that, certainly in the off season and as we moved through the summer, and then as we began the season, we kind of saw that, hey, we have the chance, if we can stay healthy, to do some things that are really special. And so, like I said, the guys put in the time and effort to make sure that came to fruition, and that was really special.
How much was your team motivated by the way the season ended in 2020?
I think that gave them a little bit of motivation early in the off season. So when we were jumping back into the weight room, in the winter and then into the spring, that was something that really pushed them and motivated them But once we got going, I think, you know, like I said, our team and our staff does a really good job of compartmentalizing things and focusing on what's right in front of us. You know, so when you have something, a run like last year, and you have that a taste of what that is, especially when you've got some talented guys coming back, they want to experience that again. And that gave them some motivation early. But I think once they kind of got in the groove of what we needed to do and we focused on what it was going to take to develop ourselves physically and mentally, you know, that focus shifted from, okay, you know, what we did last year to now what's in front of us. And to our kids' credit, that shifted pretty quickly, which was really, really neat to see.
From your standpoint, how challenging is the conference season?
Our conference is is an absolute monster. You know, it's a great thing for us. It's a great thing for all the teams in the conference. Because, you know, there's no weeks off. There's no games that you can circle and go, okay, you know, we can, no, that's a sure win. We have that one. You know, there just isn't any of those games. And from every standpoint, our conference is extremely high level, from the talent level, certainly, from the coaches, the coaching staffs around the conference. And like I said, at every school, it's not just a couple. And you know, in a way, it's tough because, you know, you may suffer a loss here or there, which you certainly don't want. But I, like I said, I think if you use it the right way, it prepares you in every way, because you can't look forward, you can't look back. You gotta make sure that you're focused on what you're doing right here and right now, because every opponent requires that. And so we can't look a week ahead. We can't dwell on something that happened last week, because the opponent that we're playing this week right now demands that respect and that attention. And so when you have a schedule and a conference like that, it can really steal your team to know that, you know, we can handle just about anything, and we have the potential, if we do what we're capable of doing and we learn from the games that we have the potential to do anything. And that's a nice thing to have as a byproduct of playing in such a good conference.
And I would guess the conference season certainly prepares you for the state tournament. Would that be fair?
Absolutely, yeah, no question. I think, and you know, and it's not just a physical thing or a talent level thing. It's you know, when you look at our conference, even from an X's and O's standpoint, there's not many things in the tournament that, you know, from an X's and O's standpoint that we see that we haven't already seen. Just because there's such a wide variety of things that teams do, you know, schematically, that we have to prepare for throughout the week, so we can kind of lean on that preparation as we get into the postseason as well. And, you know, obviously, no disrespect to any team that we play in the postseason, but like I said, our conference is extremely high quality, and so that kind of makes you realize, hey, we can handle anything physically and schematically if we just do what we're capable of doing and focus on us. So that's a huge benefit, no question.
Were there some Zionsville Eagle players that were recognized because of their play in conference?
Yeah, so we the all-conference team this year, we had our first team all-conference guys were Joey Tenona, our offensive lineman, Colin Price at running back, Trey Firestone at wide receiver, Otto Kyler at linebacker, and then our second team players were A.J. Vinatieri as a punter and Owen Rosell as a linebacker. So we were very well represented in the all-conference team.
Again, Coach Turnquist is with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk Zionsville Eagle football. Again, the Eagles having an outstanding season, making a very deep run into the state tournament, making it all the way to the state championship game. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll pick up our conversation and start looking at the run through the state tournament, and also spend a little time talking about the seniors from this year's team as well. So stay with us. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom. Thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we're spending some time talking Zionsville football on the Coach's Corner. Head coach Scott Turnquist is along with us here. Eagles had a 4-5 record coming through the regular season. But then the sectional began on October 22nd, and that's when Zionsville put together an outstanding run. Coach Turnquist, let's kind of get your thoughts on the state tournament. And I don't know who you paid off, but how were you able to get all those games at home in the sectional and in the regional?
Yeah, you know, it's something that's been really, really crazy for us. And, you know, for me as a head coach, you know, our semi-state game this season was the first away playoff game that I've had. And we've gone to the regional in my first 3 years. So I really don't know. It's honestly 100% the luck of the draw, which I know some people probably think sounds crazy. But it certainly is pretty wild. But I think, you know, I was also, you know, really proud of that semi-state game, you know, going on the road in a tough environment with a longer road trip, and they really proved that our team could handle that as well. So that was really neat and special as well. But you're right. I mean, it's a pretty wild thing to think that, you know, all of those playoff games ended up being at home. So luck of the draw, but we, you know, we're not disappointed in that at all.
Yeah, you got things started on October 22nd with a 45-0 win over McCutcheon, so that moved you to the next round of the tournament. You took on Harrison of West Lafayette, able to put up good numbers on the board, defeated Harrison 42-21, and then to wrap up the sectional, you defeated Kokomo by a final score of 42-17. Just your thoughts on what your kids were able to do on the offensive side of the ball, first scoring over 40 points in those three games.
Yeah, I think, you know, our guys did a fantastic job of executing our game plan in each of those 3 weeks. And, you know, each week presented its own challenge and its own unique, you know, schematic objective. But, you know, our kids are really football savvy. They're smart. They're coachable. And they're always ready to do what we ask them to do. And they executed those 3 weeks. You know, in my opinion, about as well as we possibly could have. And it was just really neat to see some things come together. And in those games, you also had an opportunity to get some younger guys, some backups, some playing time as well, which was really special. And you know, it just all comes down to our guys doing what we ask them to do. And what we ask them to do is what they're capable of doing. And so I felt really proud of our coaching staff for putting our guys in position to be successful as well. So, you know, it was a really good section run that was provided a lot of great opportunity for us as a team and as a program.
And you expect your opponent is going to score some points on you once you get moving deep into the state tournament, but allowing just 21 against Harrison and then holding Kokomo to just 17, and of course not giving up any points to McCutcheon. What was your defense doing well in that portion of the state tournament?
Yeah, and you know, we really did a nice job with this, with the exception of a couple big plays against Harrison. We really did a great job of stopping the run, which has been, you know, a staple for us, and something that we really focus on. And like I said, a lot of that comes down to the guys understanding what they have to do that. And so, you know, they studied their game plan, and they went out and executed those things. And when you can stop the run fairly consistently against teams like we played that want to run the ball, that allows you to be successful in other areas as well. And you know, we relied heavily on our seniors and to make sure that guys were prepared. They did a great job with that. Our defensive coaching staff did a phenomenal job of putting our guys in great position, and you know, had guys that have developed throughout the regular season and really hit the postseason in a position to take advantage of that development. And that's really what you saw in the sectional for us on defense. And we tackled really well. You know, we gave up a few big plays, but we responded well to those. So, you know, sometimes those things can snowball on you if you don't respond the right way, and our guys did that. And so, like I said, they learned from why the mistake happened. They put it behind them, and they went out and continued to play. And that was a huge stepping stone for us.
Then you move on to the regional and face a familiar opponent in Fort Wayne Dwinger, and it was a bit of a rematch. And the Eagles once again get the victory, 35-14. That was just an outstanding game by your kids on both sides of the football.
Yeah, that was a game, honestly, where, you know, I think a lot of things came together for us and culminated in a, like you said, a really great performance in every phase, and you know, a great opponent. The kids knew that we were going to have to do that to be successful, and they really did. I mean, they had a great week of preparation, and it was a about as good of a team win, you know, in every phase that we had all year. Just executed everything we needed to in every way, and we played a really physical game and really controlled the tempo of it from start to finish, and that was really neat to see, because, you know, when sometimes you can win a game and not play as well as you like, but, you know, when we have a game like that and we win it, but we also play really well in every way, that's a really encouraging thing, and that was a really neat experience for those kids.
So you get the regional win. So next up is a long road trip up to Michigan City, and certainly when the time and the day was decided, was there any thought about playing that game on Saturday, or was it pretty much always going to be on that Friday night?
Yeah, the question was raised about playing it on Saturday, and it was offered from the folks in Michigan City. I turned that down very graciously. I wanted to play it on Friday. That mm-hmm. was never a question in our mind. And, you know, that on the behalf of Michigan City, they were just kind of presenting it as an option if
sure.
we wanted it. And so they weren't pushing for it at all. They were perfectly happy to play it on Friday night as well. And so, you know, for us, that was what we wanted. And I mean, I don't have any ambition to ever play games on Saturday if we don't have to. And so, they were graciously willing to do whatever we wanted to do since we were the traveling team. And you know, it was a great environment for a game, and it was a really neat experience.
Where did you stop? I know you said that you were going to stop somewhere along the way and let the kids stretch their legs a little bit. Where did you end up doing that?
Yeah, we actually stopped at Lowell High School on the way up, and we planned to stop and move around a little bit more and do kind of a walkthrough and do some things there, but unfortunately, as is usually the case, the traffic on I-65 did not allow us to get there when we wanted to. So we basically got off the bus, you know, got the kids the opportunity to stretch their legs a little bit, use the restroom, get their team meal, and then we were back on and rolling. And you know, obviously, we had some construction traffic that delayed our schedule and put us in a little different time frame than we thought. But that actually was a huge benefit for our guys. It was great to be able to get off and move and execute that road trip really well. And so, you know, and also hats off to our parents, our parent club, and our administration that really helped us schedule all that and set things up. You know, that allowed the kids to be successful, because all of that culminated in a great performance, and all of those things went into it. So it was really cool, you know, in my opinion, just and looking back on it, to see, you know, everybody kind of playing a part in getting that victory, you know, from our parents to our administration to our coaches to our players is really neat.
Takes everybody, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So you get the win 52-21, 52 points. I'm just looking back at your schedule. You scored 52 against Avon during a regular season game. They about got you, though, 52-49. This one, Eagles really were able to hold on to the victory hold on to the lead and get the victory 52-21. So your kids once again get a chance to play in the state championship game against, once again, a familiar opponent in Indianapolis Cathedral.
Yeah, no question. That semi-state game was really special, you know, and it was our offensive line. I played about as well as you could possibly play in that game, which was really neat to see those guys, you know, that have really played so well all year and came together so well as a unit, to see that culminate in that game. That was really special. And you know, we obviously knew once that game was in the books that Cathedral was the next step, and you know, we were going to put everything we could into preparing for them, you know, and you know, from a program standpoint, and certainly this team this year, that was as big a challenge as we'd faced, and we knew that going in. But we were really excited about the opportunity to go in and try to go get one in that state championship. And it really, you know, again, it, you know, in the back of my mind, I wanted that opportunity for our seniors, just because they had done so much for our program. And they put so much time and effort in. It was really neat to be able to have those guys have the opportunity to finish their season with the last possible game. So for our seniors, it was special to be able to do that.
How were they different from last year to this year?
You know, they're a little bit different schematically, just in what they emphasized a little bit on offense and defense. But really, you know, the staples of Cathedral were still there. I mean, they're a very physical, very well coached in all phases. They execute really, really well. They block and tackle very well. And those, you know, when you do those things, a lot of times scheme takes care of itself. Just and those are the things that they do. They do really well. They're always in position, and so you have to play a game that, you know, is not necessarily mistake free, but you can't have a lot of mistakes, and we have to be able to take advantage of opportunities when they're there. And so, you know, we knew that going in, and we knew it was going to be a challenge. And I thought we started the game off really well. And you know, there was never a time where we beat ourselves. There was just times where, you know, we had to make maybe a big time play that was very difficult. We weren't quite able to make those plays at certain points to keep us close. But I thought our guys played well, and I thought they played really hard, which that was a staple of our team all year. I told them all the time that I never had to question their effort ever. They always played really, really hard, gave everything they had, and that was really something that we knew going into every game we could count on as a coaching staff. So, and that held true in the state game as well.
I know in the state finals, they always have the Mental Attitude Award winner, and each school nominates a student athlete to get the recognition. A student from Cathedral was selected. But I'd like to ask, who did you choose from Zionsville High School as your representative?
Yeah, we chose Owen Redinger, who was one of our senior defensive linemen. And Owen is a really special kid. You know, from a football standpoint, this was the first year that Owen saw a ton of playing time. He played some last season, but he played a pivotal role for us this year. And he's a kid that, you know, if you look at him, you're not thinking, hey, he's going to be a starting defensive lineman on a 5A, you know, runner-up team. He was a little bit undersized, but he works extremely hard. He's always a guy that, you know, when we're in the weight room, he walks out, and you know that he's put in the work, because he leaves it all in the weight room or on the field and whatever he does. And he's extremely high achievement in the classroom. He's a 4.4 student, and an extremely high character young man. Just a kid that we know is going to do the right thing all the time. And you know, he does a lot of things in the community with scouts and different things like that. And you know, just a extremely high quality young man. I think, you know, you're going to see him being really successful in whatever field he chooses. I think it's a name you'll probably hear at some point down the line as one of those, you know, top 35 under 35 kind of lists or whatever those things are. I think he's just one of those kind of kids that's just going to do something really special, just a really special young man. So we were really proud to put him up for that opportunity. And certainly Cooper from Cathedral was very worthy as well. So it's really, you know, neat to see him achieve that also.
Once again, on this segment of the Coach's Corner, we've been talking Zionsville Eagle football with Eagles head coach Scott Turnquist. The time always goes by so quick, and there's always a lot more to talk about. But Coach Turnquist, now I guess the job at hand is to look at the next year and the 2022 football season, which won't be too far away, and trying to get all the pieces in the right place to have another successful run. That's the whole idea, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the goal is to, again, like I said, to try to maximize what we do. Our off season is going to be really, really important. you know, from our physical development in the weight room and things like that. But, you know, as a coaching staff as well, we're going to try to work really hard on making the adjustments and tweaks necessary in every way that we do things to try to be as good in every phase of our program as we can be. And, you know, it's a time of development in every way. And so, you know, our guys are going to buy in really well to what that means. They're going to work really hard in the off season in the weight room, and now is the time for that. Now is not the time for football on the field. It's time to do the things physically that prepare you to do the things you need to do once we step back on there later on. And so we're excited about that phase of things, and excited to get rolling with that once we come back in January and hit the ground running.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, Zionsville Eagles head football coach Scott Turnquist. All right, a break, and we'll be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.